What makes a successful connection between a doctor and patient when they first meet? Most patients seem to know it when they see it, even if they can't quite articulate the specifics. Before the visit is even over, most patients have a clear sense of whether this is a doctor they feel comfortable working with. But think about that for a moment. We would hardly buy a house or a car based on 10 minutes of exploration. We wouldn't accept a job or make a financial investment with such scant information. Yet somehow we decide to invest our health in someone based on a single short encounter. What is it that patients look for in doctors? When searching for a doctor, most patients still use word-of-mouth recommendations. There's a plethora of doctor rating sites, as well as the many quality measures that are published online. But most people have trouble making sense of this jumble of information. This is partly because the data are disjointed, but mainly this is because most of us don't make decisions based on rational facts. Decades of research by psychologists Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky has shown that humans do not act in the rational way that logic would suggest. Patients may in fact research their prospective doctor's board certifications or mortality rates or blood pressure control rates, but they don't necessarily use these numbers in choosing a doctor. They tend to go with a doctor whom they feel they can trust. In theory, this seems ridiculous, making a potentially life-and-death decision based on a gut feeling rather than facts. But when you examine it more carefully, there actually is a logic embedded in there. So much of the data, hard facts that they are free-floating and exist out of context. What does it mean that only 40% of Dr. X's patients with diabetes have their glucose under control? Well, it may mean that he does a terrible job with diabetes, or it may mean that he has many elderly patients for whom controlled glucose might be harmful, and so he appropriately allows their sugars to be higher. Or it may be that he maintains a good relationship with those very difficult, complicated patients who can't or won't take their insulin. These are the kinds of patients who often bounce from one doctor to another. The fact that they stay with Dr. X